Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we did some mini sessions. These are always good times, whether we are helping someone with friend things, animal things, past life stuff, or even mother-in-law shenanigans. Having a quick chat and feeling slash seeing the things always helps bunches. So, without further ado, if you love bad bitches, and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Where are you, kid?
Oh, there she is.
Do-do-do-do-do. Where the fuck did she go? Hi.
Hey. Let's see. Where is it?
Oh, that would be like a little mini session instead of just a question about roommates. Simon, do you want to come on real quick and talk to us about it? We can help you. They said, my roommate is my best friend, but his actions and energy says otherwise. I don't feel comfortable. Well, oh. Come on. You want to bring him on?
Come on down, yes.
Are you ready to, I think it's just auditory with you, but that's fine. Are you ready? Okay, cool. They say yes.
Yes. Hey, Simon.
Hey, oh, sweet.
Hello, caller. What's your question?
Hello. Thanks for having me, you guys. I've been...
Oh my god, I listen to y'all station all the time.
Right. Oh, totally. I love you guys. I'm such a huge fan. Oh my god. Hi,
okay, what's going on with the roommate?
So, oh my gosh. We've been best friends for like 15 years. But...
Hey, can you clear the cache or the catch or the cachet, however you call it, between you and them?
And all the filters.
And all the filters.
Pathways between
communication lines. And your home's family refueling station needs to be upgraded and cleaned out.
Yes.
Ooh.
There's lots of computers in there. Do y'all like computers? Does somebody like them?
I'm feeling like I'm being adjusted.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, speed that up because you're still typing
on
that.
Yeah. Phone.
It's like the 90s home computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very this. It's got really good clickies, though. It's a nice click.
Oh, mechanical keyboard.
It's like the old school 90s, like click, 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 click.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, because I feel like I energetically know that this is no longer for me, but my brain, there's also a part of me that keeps telling me that, oh, I can still learn.
Why does it have to be all or nothing?
Yeah, it seems like you can just do a reset. Like, you know how you unplug the Wi-Fi and plug it back in? This is like once it's all cleaned out. Yeah.
And also, just because they were your best friend doesn't mean you can't switch into roommate mode.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have to be a codependent kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you want to move, that's fine, too. You know, we don't tell anybody to stay with somebody or leave.
Right.
But, like, we like to make it to where it's energetically good for you to where it doesn't bother you anymore.
Right.
Okay, can you push all this forward and ripple it outwards? And do the same thing to y'all's shared living spaces, actually to your entire living space,
yeah.
All of it. whole house, apartment, whatever.
Okay, and then what's the question about, as you're cleaning, because you're doing it really fast, what's the question about boundaries?
So I've been doing some readings, and I keep getting, I need to communicate, but also just now, there's something going on with energetic boundaries. So I'm pretty sure that's the same thing. But I honestly don't feel like, yeah, I can communicate to them, but they're not going to listen or like
write it down.
Adjust. Then. Okay.
Why wouldn't they listen to you?
Whenever something is adjusting them and they don't like it, they end up asking me questions to my questions.
Hell yeah. Just,
what do you mean? Can you give an example? Like a, maybe one, I don't know if you can give an example without giving a direct example, but can you try?
Maybe they want to learn. Oh my gosh. Ugh. So an example would be something like, oh, what was it? Oh gosh. Shoot. Like, I just ask one thing, like, like, oh, why didn't you buy the creamer?
Wait, okay, so you have to go before that. You have to go before the why didn't you buy the creamer? The conversation before that.
Oh, I can't even. Oh, that is weird.
Do you have like a set schedule of who buys what? Was there a conversation before it? Like, no. What happened? Were they the last to use it? Was it a question of like, oh, you were going to the store, why didn't you get the creamer? Or was it like, why didn't you get the creamer? Because of the filters and stuff.
Okay, let me remember this conversation. Okay.
Okay.
So we needed some food. But recently, we've been buying things for our own, ourselves. Mm-hmm. And this all started with dishes, too. Oh my gosh. It's just so weird. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm all over the place. Okay.
Because you're like, it's those examples of the ADD thing where it's like they start to go to one thing and they're like, well, first I got to touch on this and then I got to touch on this and then I got to touch. Okay, so let's just energetically go to the earliest point. You want to do that instead of an example? And then we'll kind of see what happened that like snowballed it to where it is now.
Yes. And okay. I might have an idea already.
Okay, but remove your bias and agenda from it because it might be not what you're expecting.
Right? Okay, I think that might... Okay.
There you go. All right, let's go in. Do you want to guide Kate, or do you want me to?
Sure, yeah. Okay, so spirit, if it's in my highest good, my highest good.
Spirit.
Please take us to the most impactful point we can heal about this whole thing. Started with shoes.
What shoes? What happened with the shoes?
Simon?
Shoes?
Were they like left by the door or something? Man, this is really clear.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not just left by the door. It's like left out, not even in a corner. It's like right there.
Yeah. I come back from work and you know, I unlock the door, open it, and I couldn't open it like fully to like the normal way, so I hit myself with the knob.
Oh, so the shoes weren't even left in a way where like they opened the door and they kicked them off. Like they either left, like they threw them there, or something happened to where the door couldn't even open. Like it was like everything got jarred.
Yeah, and I guess I took that too personally.
So before the shoes, what was happening that day to where that was the last fucking straw? Like, couldn't get in the fucking door. Damn it, man. What was happening that day? Do you have any idea?
That day, I was working at Walmart. And, oh, dear God, Walmart. Everyone's energy. So freaking weird.
Okay, so before you go home, I need you to send him a light bulb moment, to move his shoes, and then you're going to clean off. And even before you go to work that day, go ahead and set up your energetic boundaries, because you got a ding for that. There you go. Okay, and now, even though he's moving the shoes, expect there to still be shoes there when you go to open the door.
Okay. All right. It just seems like you just take a deep breath when you walk through the door, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, you just kind of look around like, huh. And it just seems like a normal day.
There needs to be a conversation, though, about the shoes.
Okay.
But it's not about shoes. It's about proactive versus reactive, and being the things that you do for future self, and the things that you do to make the house's life better, and the things that you do for your roommate to help them with their life, like an interdependent kind of thing, which goes along with the creamer, which goes along with the dishes. It's very, how can we be proactive? What works with our brains? What works with our schedule to be proactive?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what works with you guys? Do you have any kind of, like, Kate doesn't live in my house, but at my house, we have a cooking schedule, and we also have on the calendar which week is whose household to buy certain kinds of weekend meals. And then we have, like, a date day scheduled in. It's very simplistic, but it's proactive just enough to where everything falls in place. What do you guys have?
Like, how do y'all communicate? Oh, well then, that's a huge deal.
Oh, yeah, we'll be needing this. And then so on and so forth. Or he'll message me like, oh, this is an emergency item.
If we need something, we now, because all of us cook, right? We all cook different things. Mm-hmm. So if we go into my seasoning cabinet, because that's usually where the cooking is, Kate deals with her own seasoning when she cooks at her house and brings it over. But in our seasoning cabinet, if we're running low on oil or if we're running low on salt, we write that on the calendar and it just says garlic salt. And we had to develop that. We didn't naturally have that. And I would go to cook thinking I had everything and it wouldn't be there. And I was like, what the fuck is happening here? Because it makes you mad because you're expecting it to be there because the last time you saw it, it was there. So when you prep for something and it's not, it's going to piss you off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's so silly, but yeah.
There needs to be like a background communication, like Kat is saying. That way.
Or even if you communicate through your phone, real quick, I just got a thing for this. Like, if you order groceries, if you share a family grocery cart, and if you're running low on something, you add it to the cart. You don't have to buy it right away.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets added. And right. Even if you go in-person shopping, you'll have the grocery list right there.
That way it, like, neutralizes any animosity, too. Because it's like, what can you say? Like, you owe me for blah, 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 blah. But it's your week to pay. What do you mean? There's no question. There's no thought. There's no, you know what I mean? That it's like expended energy elsewhere. You don't have to think about that shit anymore because you already did the things. Does that make sense?
And this will go with, this is not just you and your roommate. This is everyone. This is kids, parents, roommates, partners. And proactive is like the energy saved on that. I can't even begin to explain. Like, it's taken us years to get to where we are now, and we're still healing it and like adapting it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, this is part of the communication. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But how are you gonna do it in a way that it doesn't feel pointy to him, like you're accusing him of it being his fault?
Oh my gosh, that's right.
And how are you going to do it to where if he snaps back, you don't think he's attacking you? How do you neutralize that trauma? Like, you cleared the filters, you cleared the catch or the cache. What do you think approaching him, like, what does that look like to you? What do you think he would be receptive to?
Well, if I...
Or are you already in the mindset that you want to leave and you're not ready to fix it anymore? Because, you know, if you get too far, sometimes it's just time to go.
Energetically, I'm, like, pretty much done. But physically, I understand that we, both of us, are not in the place to just pack up and go. And I also don't want to have fear for that either.
Okay.
So, if anything, I just have to call it out right there and then without reacting in a form.
There's two ways to go about this, it looks like. You can separate from the friendship part of it and start acting as a sole proprietor of your home, as in you purchase your own, not in a malicious way, but you purchase your own groceries. You don't communicate your schedule. You make sure that you have what you need and, like, make your own little list and make sure when you go to cook something that it's, you know, that you have it. You can start making it like you're a single person living in this home and break away from that friendship, and that will still help you prepare and be proactive, and mm-hmm. it pushes the energy out that you need to get the house and or the other landlord situation or roommate situation that you need. Or you have a conversation with him and you work together to do the proactive. But if you don't start being proactive in this, you're just going to be spinning out and pissed off.
Yeah.
It's going to dig deeper, too.
I can feel that, yeah.
Okay. So which do you want help with, real quick?
Ooh.
Singular or together? Either way is fine. There is no right or wrong.
Both? Like, I wanted to say a backup plan? I should... Oh, man.
Well, you could do singular, and then if, you know, whatever happens, start including him in that process, and that way you're set no matter what.
Yeah, because the reason why I energetically am separate, but, like, still trying to detach, there's just, like, some weird, I feel like there's weird manipulation energy, just, like, planning, just waiting. He just has, like, eyes on me, and he's going to maneuver to the next step. It's just...
If anybody's going to maneuver to the next step, energetically, magically, spiritually, or anything, the best thing you can do for yourself is make sure that you are unfuckable. And unfuckwithable is what I meant to say. Not unfuckable. Unfuckwithable. Oh. We don't want you to be unfuckable. Unfuckwithable. Because if you're unfuckwithable, it doesn't matter what he, she, they do. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter if they're plotting, scheming, or whatever. It won't touch you, and you can just do you.
Right.
You won't feel it. You want nothing. And then it's like, oh. Mm-hmm.
And
like
that's not increasing your energetic and magical boundaries. That is detaching the connection and self-focus. In self-focus completely. And it seems like a very, like, human, like, oh, this isn't very magical. Yes, the fuck it is.
I see. Okay.
Empower yourself to make yourself okay alone. Stand alone. Okay.
There you go. Right. You're starting to do it.
Yeah.
There's tendrils all over.
Yeah. Like standing up. You're literally standing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, I'm already, you know...
Is this a devil
walking
snake?
Out. It kind of seems like that, doesn't it? Because I feel like I'm already walking out, but then there are, like, little latches, because...
Can you take your light hands? You hit the hands with the light, and just kind of...
There you go.
Yes. What is, like, tricks? It doesn't matter, but it just looks like tricks. That's fine.
Tricks as in sneaky?
Yeah. Not from this person, though. Okay.
Ooh. Oh?
Just paranoia.
I could see that.
Okay. Let's speed that up.
Oh! I've seen some of your videos recently. He's, well, I'd actually, I've asked you your pronouns before, but I forgot. I think it's he. He's been hanging out and connecting with Loki lately.
Oh, Trix. Okay.
Yeah.
Tee-hee.
There you go. Well, I gotta say, if not to say don't, but if you're surrounding yourself with someone who is a trickster, you're going to be paranoid that people are gonna trick you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, imagine that.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, if someone brought you a rose every day, you would expect a rose. If someone jumps out at you behind the corner every day, you're gonna walk around every corner like worried. If you're hanging out with trickster energy, you're probably prepared for tricks.
Right.
So, and you think everyone's going to trick you no matter what?
So that's where the paranoia thing. Okay.
Can you neutralize it with clarity? Like, infuse the trickster with clarity? Okay. And then see everything and feel and stuff.
Can you, do you see different colors? Can you assign colors to things?
I could give it a go.
Okay. So, you don't need to say what it is. It can be private between you and, you know, whoever you're working with or whatever. But okay. Theirs needs to be this color, and that other person's needs to be their own color. Everybody needs their own color. And also, if you can get deep enough into it, what Kate does is she looks at, like, lie is this color, but also, are they lying because they're trying to be polite? That's this color. And then, are they lying to manipulate her? That's this color. And, like, it's like a subdivision and a slight hue of different things, mm-hmm. and it helps her differentiate instead of just, like, you're fucking lying to me.
Yeah.
Instead of being so black and white and harsh.
Yeah.
Because black and white is very harsh.
Yeah.
There you go. That feels a lot better, because then you can play around with that trickster energy and, you know, and absolutely know if your roommate is plotting or scheming, or if it's just this energy that you're messing around with, you know?
Shoot. Okay.
I think that will solve the majority of your stuff. That and being proactive. I'm still a big fan of that. I still think you should make a list and be proactive.
Yeah, I'm going to honestly try that, because that'll be the best. Yeah.
Do you see anything else, Kate, besides the light, the colors?
No, it's very, kinda fixed, like, it. Yeah. And then push all of this forward and ripple it outwards, because you want this to affect everything. It's like your whole outlook, even work.
Mm.
They cannot know, like, what you don't tell, like, what you don't communicate with them.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, mate. Oh, hi.
Hello. Hi,
Max.
Hi.
Yay. Okay. I do feel more clear.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It really does. Okay.
You're moving stuff again. Well, still good. The filters got cleaned out and everything. So, mm-hmm. I mean, all that's good. That's good.
Seems like you're lining everything up to work out.
Right. It seems really good. It's still moving. There's a lot going on here.
A lot of organizing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like...
The Harry Potter staircase.
Yes.
Okay, sweet.
Okay.
Sweet. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend either Kat's page or my page. Closing statements, close-up/sign-offs.
Okay.
Like that, to make sure it solidifies and that you don't change it.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's
fun. Oh, I feel less crazy.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
All right. Anyone else want to join?
Yep. Guess you. Charlotte! Hi, babe. What's up? What's going on?
Mostly. I don't. But.
Is that what's my light going fell. On?
My light fell. I'm scared the cat out of me. I just mostly want to say hi.
Hi!
Yeah, just hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Is
there anything you want to work on? Your pet?
My pets?
Yeah.
That's, I guess Kate got your pets.
Okay. Sure. Let's work on my pets. Let's see what's going on with them.
I don't know. Do you have a dog?
I have two dogs.
Oh, does one have a limp?
No.
Oh, and it's front right paw? No, that's really weird. Okay. Being tied to a past life. This is really weird that it's so clear and strong.
Okay. Kate's like, cool, going in, right.
So she is a border collie, the one that I would think would have a limp. And they're really, or I guess she's an Australian Shepherd, German Shepherd mix, and they're really good at hiding that stuff. So maybe she has one and she's just hiding it.
Okay. It's like a string tied to a, and I've never seen that before. A literal string tied to a past life. Whose past life? I don't know, the whole family's.
Like holding it like this.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, yeah. It almost seems like he's like, it's like tied too tight to the wrist.
Why is it here?
Yeah, but why is it tied at all? Yes, it's tied too tight, but like, why is it tied at all?
Spiritually sick, it's the most important point we can hear about this. What is this? Wow, it's real icy here. Oh, a sled dog? A sled dog?
I mean, that was, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the tie feels like Lassie, kind of like, follow me, come with me. Mm-hmm. I need help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like, will not leave you alone. Like, if we go for walks, she'll take, like if anybody goes a little too far ahead or is a little too behind, like she's freaking out.
Okay, Charlotte, we need to address the fact that you're dying in this past life and your dog's trying to get us to help you.
Oh, that makes sense.
Where's
so
all the other dogs? Did they die?
They went down the hole.
Yeah. Oh.
We gotta go before this happens, Charlotte.
This happened.
Okay. Why are we even going on this sledding adventure? We have to. Is this Balto?
I was literally just thinking, is this fucking Balto? Am I taking medicine to people?
Is oh this my Balto? God.
This you is guys hilarious. Know something that I don't know. Well, it's so weird to be on this end of it. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Balto, the Disney movie where it's a dog in Alaska. And
yeah.
He's a wolf dog. And, you know, like he's shunned or whatever being a wolf dog. He just wants to be a sled dog. They won't let him be because he's a wolf dog and they're aggressive, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so him and this like person, they take this medicine to a different town in Alaska and they have to sled there and ends up saving this kid.
Yeah.
And this whole
cool.
town.
Why don't you guys energetic save the kid and the whole town?
Yeah.
Did you know Balto is actually based on a true story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know that it's based off of your true story?
What?
Oh my god. So if it's not as good, please merge me with this version of me. And then exchange you information with this version.
Also, for the medicine that you're going to take, it's made out of natural ingredients. So not only are you going to energetically send healing, send by mail or letter or phone or whatever they have during that time period and tell people the recipe.
So here you go.
Yeah.
You can go during the summer,
yep.
But right now, not in the storm, or whatever this is.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what's it called? The little tappy thing.
Oh, the typewriter.
No,
the typewriter.
The SOS thing?
So, yeah.
Telegraph.
I'm sitting here, like, with my finger going beep, 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 beep.
Morse code. There you go. Thanks, Caitlin. It is the telegraph thingy, but it is in Morse code.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That's nice. I wonder what it was affecting in your current life that your dog was like, by the way, we need to go see. Oh, it's probably just the age that you died. That happens sometimes. That's how people will be like not afraid of water, and then all of a sudden at age 16 they're like totally afraid of it out of nowhere, or like all of a sudden afraid of driving. It's because it's a bleed over from the age they were when they died. It's really interesting.
Interesting.
So it's either when your age or it was the dog's age.
I feel like it's mine.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Possibly the dog as well, considering they're both dogs and dogs don't live all that long.
Can you copy and paste this to all forms and versions of them that need it? It seems like this has happened a lot.
Probably preventing something in your current life, not to freak you out, just letting you know.
It's good to know, good to know.
Busting it wide open and shaking it on the flow. I'm finna go to the, okay, I'm finna go to the bar and get the drink up on the flow. I'm finna get on the flow. I'm gonna drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. Drop and give me spirit of science. Can we speed this up? On the third verse is way hotter. We wide open. Jesus. What are we busting wide open? This, bitch. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. That all seems to be good.
Yeah, seems good to me.
Anything else you want to work on?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't have anybody in the queue, so if there's something else you want to work on, go for it, baby.
Cool. I know Kate and I have kind of worked on this a little bit privately, but like it's kind of like sparked up again a little bit here and there, where I am just feeling like so stressed out about my body, and I'm like, I swear to God, I'm gonna die, right? Like everything's like
because like, your dog just saved your life. Does it have anything to do with that?
I mean, it feels a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know if there's something...
Rewind, like, 5 minutes. Hey, not to freak you out, but it looks like you're saving your current life.
And the third verse is way hotter. She wide open. And the hips and the thighs rolling. Yeah, that's definitely, like, necromancy.
Yeah. Okay.
But keep talking. Go for it, because we want to make sure we get it all.
Yeah. Like, I learned something new. It's like... introspective something or other. Basically, you're like hyper aware of what your organs are doing. And like
you're a feeler and a seer, but
it's like a symptom of like ADHD, and like you are hyper aware of what's going on in your body. And I learned that.
Oh.
I'm like, I didn't know, and I thought for like ever that I was crazy and I was dying, and like
that's a symptom of ADHD.
Yeah, that's what I learned. It was like 2 days ago, and so I'm like trying to decide.
Kate, I must have ADHD.
You must.
It's a hyperactive disorder.
Yeah, and I just thought that like now I'm like just trying to decide what is real. Like, it's just my body operating on a functional level, and what is me, like, thinking that I'm dying?
Well, you can always remove your trauma and bias. You can always neutralize your paranoia, and you can actually go inside your body. You know how to magic school bus.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's a, I mean, you can go right now to your lungs that look,
It's the same thing as like, oh, the chair is squeaking. Why is it squeaking? Let's look at it. Let's put WD-40 on that. It's no longer squeaking. Wait, it's still squeaking. It wasn't that spot. Where is it?
Okay. That makes sense. I never, like, I guess I knew I should neutralize anxiety. Just like in the moment, I'm like.
You're too anxious to think about it.
Yeah. Way too anxious to think about that.
I had someone in the multi-guest button, and then
they went away. I don't know if they like decided no or what.
Lungs look good now.
Yeah.
You can also do, Charlotte, you can always go neutralize whatever the fuck this is so that I can see it clearly. Zoom me out of this motherfucker. Like, I need to, like, ground me. Whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just shut up! And, like, go in the bed and just be like, I need a moment. And then be like, oh, okay, I thought I was dying. I'm not. I'm good, guys.
Right?
Or, right. You know what? I laid down and my leg is still throbbing, so maybe we should look at that.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I've, like, been meaning to message you and I totally forgot. So, you know, like, a couple weeks ago you did a video about sending, like, divine justice to people and you had everybody, like, do flames and stuff in the comments. Yeah. So I did that, and then, like, 10 minutes later, my sister calls me, and she called me, like, 3 or 4 times in a row. And you know that I've been, like, trying to cut my sister out, so I'm, like, thinking somebody's dead, right? Like, my dad died or something, because she doesn't
call. That's what I thought, too.
She called me just to tell me that she was fired.
Hey, go save your dad's life real quick, because both you and Kate got that. Like, before she calls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was about to step off something.
Yeah. Like a train thing. Hold him back.
Okay.
Cool. But, yeah, anyways.
It's not the ground. Okay.
It really interesting, because it was like 10 minutes later, she just called me and told me that she just got fired from her job. And I was like, well, that worked.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Luann can't join the box. We can help them in the chat when we're done.
Yeah,
I can be done. I'm feeling.
No, we want to make sure you're good. I'm just communicating and making sure they don't go away and talking to Kate about the things.
Okay.
Charlotte, don't feel like you're taking up space. Did you see how excited we were when you joined the screen?
Yes. Yes, I
okay.
did.
Okay, thank you. What? Just making sure everything's good. Kate's looking at something. I'm feeling something.
It's fucking the song Dumb Dick. Like,
Oh, that Mardi Gras song?
Over. Let me bend over. And they're like, I got that dumb dick. Got that dumb dick. Oh. You can come quick. And it's like, whatever.
I don't have a penis, so.
You do have a husband.
I do have a husband.
But copy and paste what you've done here to that situation. Make it clear and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Conducive.
And stuff off the back, it like made me wind more to center because you were leaning to the right, yeah. And I didn't know you were. And then it took stuff off the top of your head as well, cleared that out.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Well, whatever. I think the dick made you dumb. I don't know.
very well could have. That's your dad. Oh, my bread. Sure. As long as they're clean.
Tell him I said hi. Charlotte.
Yeah, okay.
Tell him I said hi.
Yeah. That was my kid asking about mine.
Then I don't know your kid. Never mind.
I don't know where my husband is. He's somewhere downstairs.
This feels pretty good, Charlotte.
It does. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Now get out of here.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
Do the closings.
Okay, we'll do.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Luann, what's going on?
Talk to us, Luann, in the chitty chat. It's probably our last one
also, just letting you guys know. Mill. Sorry, that's all they wrote.
Oh, yes, of course. I hate when
mother-in-law. Mill. Is that right? Is that right? Yes.
It would make sense.
That's right. I don't normally know those.
Oh.
Because I wasn't in any of those forums. I don't do, like, any reading forums or Reddit forums, so all of those, I don't normally know.
Mill. That's what I was getting.
I know that one.
Yeah, that's what I was like, do they mean to say mill or million? Like, you know, like, I was trying. Okay, what about her? I mean, she's kind of a cunt, but...
Sparin? You can, have you ever done the Intense Energy Vampire Cleanse on my YT? It's my name, the Cat in Boots 138, and it's Intense Energy Vampire Cleanse. I would try that out, since we're already helping someone else. It should help a lot. Luann said yes to the mother-in-law being a cunt, I believe.
I've tried to do healings, and it's not helping. What are you trying to do? Like, separate y'all, neutralize, make it to where her shit doesn't affect you, that type thing?
Are you... Yes. Are you trying to do healings on her? Like, what are you trying to do?
Because control yourself. You know?
Trying to heal the relationship. If you... Okay, so I'm going to use this example really quick, all right? You step on something, you cut your foot, you're like, ow, my fucking foot hurts. God dang, my fucking foot hurts. Shit, I'm bleeding everywhere, my fucking foot hurts. So I'm just going to put a Band-Aid on that. What did you step on? Was it a rock? Was it glass? Was it a rusty nail? Do you need to go get a tetanus shot? You're not, you're just like, ow, this is, I'm bleeding everywhere. Me and whatever I stepped on did not get along. Ow. Band-aid, 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 band-aid. Damn, now I'm out of money and I have to go to the store to get more band-aids and I'm still bleeding everywhere. What's the root? What happened? She's not talking to her disabled son because she hates me. There was a whole lot of words in that that felt weird. I mean this. Why does it matter to you? And I mean this in a nice way. I'm just trying to break it down, and I don't know how to do that sometimes. It usually ends up coming out correctly. Why does it matter to you if the son is disabled or not? Why does it matter to her if the son is disabled or not? What does that have to do with her not talking to them in general?
It's a lot going on. Well, fucking dismantle it. Neutralize it. Remove all magic and mirages and fog. Yeah. See through the smoke and mirrors.
You're removing the stuff.
So, she's not talking to her son because she doesn't fucking want to. That's up to her. Does that make sense? She can come up with whatever excuse she wants to. But it's her keeping herself from talking to her.
She uses the disability as a way to make people feel bad for her. Her son got hurt. But why are you using it if it's her words? Like, why are her words coming out for you? And, like, honestly, I mean, my MOM could be telling everybody in the world that I'm not talking to them. But I wouldn't know. I've separated myself. It's really hard to get the full picture here of all of it. He is hurting by this action, and that makes me sad because I feel like it's my fault. But I didn't do anything.
But it's her not talking to him.
And which him is her not choice. Talking, and him not talking to her.
So can you remove all puppet strings from all of this and activate the puppet master healing to all of this?
because she is using your insecurity as leverage.
There we go.
And manipulating it to be your fault. And it's like, damn, you're not talking to your son? Shit. You should do that. Sounds like a you problem.
There are people that exist out here on the TikTok app that Gen Z has tried to cancel over and over and over again. And they still exist, thriving with brand deals, record deals, product deals, whatever. Because even though someone is trying to put that on them, even a mob of people trying to put that on them, they just simply don't allow it. They just simply go and keep anyway. Doing what they're doing. So.
Like Eminem Charlotte says.
This one lady is making you feel like, well, it's not necessarily protect. First, you have to untangle. First, you have to get the fuck out of it, which is what we're helping you do. And then you have to not care. But how do you not care?
Shut the door. Shut the door in her fucking face. And then collapse the door.
There you go. Shred it like monstrous fucking ink. But keep one piece separate.
Can't get
in. Burn the one piece.
There's no opening.
And any door she tries to do that to, do it to all of them.
Copy paste all that shit. Can't get in if there's no door.
If she decides to continue to not talk to him, if she decides to separate herself, if she decides to talk shit about him and use it to get pity all over herself everywhere, then you and him can have a beautiful existence without her. And it is literally that phrase of took the trash out. Now you have to deal with the fact that maybe she was helpful. Maybe she was helping on certain ways and certain days and certain things. But now she's not going to because you guys are not cooperating with her. I guarantee that what she is helping you with can't even compare to having her fucking gone.
Yep. Lots of lifting there.
And it would take time to adapt, to change. But the freedom of that being off of you will help you and him. And you're not going to be telling him, unless you want to, it's your life, not to talk to his mom. It's just setting yourself up to where you guys are okay. If she wants to be kind or if she wants to be a dick. If she wants to be a dick, door. If she wants to be kind, you can let her in with trepidation, got that door ready. There you go.
And it's kind of like, you can think of all these things of me, but what about you? What about your effort? Yeah. They say, I don't stop him from communicating with her. Yeah. So it has nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing to do with you.
And no one can make it except you. It's really hard when you're in the middle of it, though, dude. It really is. And we totally fucking know it. Like, we can't. It's so hard to get out of what I call the trauma spaghetti when you're in it. It's tangled up, it's messy, it's slippery. Yeah, you feel a lot lighter. So just to recap, it's not necessarily about healing the relationship. It's about healing you inside this relationship. And is it your relationship to heal, or is it just you that needs to get the fuck out of the way of it? And then again, like you said, protections, but it can be as simple as no. And if she tries to start talking to him and bring you into it again, and he starts talking to you about it because that's what he's grown up with or had in his life, then you can be like, it looks like something you need to talk about with her. I don't really have anything to say on this topic anymore.
And like, well, this has nothing to do with me. Why do you want me involved?
And then Luann said, I need to get out of the way and stick to my boundaries, which is why we were where we are. Again, it's difficult, especially I just ran across something the other day where I have pretty good boundaries, but the person had like what I call last word syndrome. And they were trying to get me to react, to respond, to feel. And even if I didn't respond in a video, I would have to respond by talking. I would have to vent it to Kate, or I'd have to vent it out loud. And I was like, I don't want to give them anything anymore. I'm surprised I'm talking about it right now. I don't want to give them anything anymore. Now, I will say this. Kate did take me to a field. So let's take everybody to the field, to their own, yeah? Like a group thing for you guys. I'm pretty sure it's a field for everybody. Usually it looks like different things, but I think everybody has like a field. What is this? What would this be called?
The playing field, level the playing field, the playing field.
Yeah, that's why I got Field of Dreams.
Oh. Because
they were on the outskirts of it. Okay. All right, everybody go to their emotion playground field or playing field.
I guess it's like an emotional playground.
Everybody go to their emotional playground. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please take me to my emotional playground. Oh, Kate.
It's so cool.
Yours is like Cartoon Town in fucking Roger Rabbit. It's got faces. Everything has faces. Look at her. Oh my god.
You guys are so cute here. Why is this so clean? Oh, yeah, I know why. Anyway.
So, everybody apply their own house cleanse. If you don't know what that is, it's my first pin video. So, let's do that first. And even if you haven't set it up yet, say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please apply or activate my own, as in yours, house cleanse to my emotional playground. Now we're going to borrow Kate's, which is pinned on hers, and it's yours. You can go create it if you want to. It's on her videos. If it's in my highest good, please activate or apply the team, my, as in yours, team revamp sweep to my emotional playground. Please kick anyone out of my emotional playground who should not have access to me. And copy and paste it to the residual. Please activate my emotional playground's divine shielding, guardians, eco suit and exo suit, and divine bouncers. Cross all names off the bouncers list that should not have access to my emotional playground. Anyone that I let in to my emotional playground while I'm existing, please make neutralize it so it doesn't stick. So make it not sticky.
Neutral zone. Where they are, like their feet are neutral zones or whatever?
Like in a square until we can feel it out to see if they're allowed in. What do we need to do? Sorry about this. We've never done this before.
Teflon it. Yeah, it's like neutralize the people that step in until we're ready.
Everybody's got foyer, waiting room, loading zone. Perfect.
Okay.
buffering zone, perfect. And then activate the shieldings conducive for that as well, and put your own kind of door or mechanism to see if they're allowed in or not. Because I want to see how they play with the emotions. I want to see how they interact, because mm-hmm. people put up fronts. So I don't necessarily want to keep them in a like waiting room. I want to see them full fledged in there.
Yeah, I didn't have a waiting room or anything like that.
What did we do for my thing to where it was like the color, like it was like a mist or whatever? What did we do for mine?
Oh, cleared it to where everything was like seeable.
This hurts my abs.
Oh. Emotional playground is, or your field, your playing field.
Talking about letting people in.
Oh. It's very neutral around them, so that's interesting. So that must have changed.
I wonder if I set it up to, like, instead of hurting my emotions, it just physically doesn't feel good, and I'm like, no, thank you.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yep, okay, I can relax now. So how does everybody else copy and paste? Oh, that made my stomach go crazy. Copy and paste what Kate and I did. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please copy and paste what Kate and Kat did for her emotional playing field to mine, but conducive to what I need in my human now form. It looks like if they try to play on yours, they leave a slime. And you're like, no.
I see you.
Speed that up. There we go. And it is time, so we're probably going to leave you on that. I do recommend either close up / sign offs on Kate's page or closing statements on mine or your own if you have it set up.
Let me disconnect, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Book a duel session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.